The NBA playoffs are here, and with FanDuel, your group chat's about to be going off. Because right now, new customers can bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets if you win. And with live bets, your heart emojis will really be racing from tip-off to the final buzzer. Plus, when you win, you'll get paid faster than your friends can send you a victory gift. Or is it GIF? Who cares? You won! So get the word out to your crew and download FanDuel today. New customers bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets if you win. Make every moment more with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. Official partner of the NBA.
21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See full terms at FanDuel.com/sportsbook. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
All right, welcome back to another Thursday edition of the Duck Call Room right here on our YouTube channel. Look, if you're new to the channel, be sure you hit subscribe. If Godwin were here, I'd have him say hit that bell. But
hit that bell.
Johnny D's here instead.
I told you about ringing that bell.
Hey, side just popped in pretty good.
Martin, I want a truce with you, Martin.
Oh, you're
gonna
have
good.
There okay. Tomorrow, son.
He hit me really hard.
He's from the military. 24 and a half years of military training, son. Yeah, you're going to get popped.
Anyway,
hit
that bell. Turn those notifications on. That way you can get all the notifications from when we upload stuff here on our YouTube channel. If you're not watching on YouTube, make sure you do subscribe. It's youtube.com/duck call room. There we go.
I think that y'all told me what day it was, because I had no idea. Today's Thursday. Okay.
Well,
I can't keep up with them.
I mean, Thursday's the only day you wear your suit, right?
By the way, Si's looking very dapper today.
That's right. Very dapper. I need some of that Dapper Dan hair dip.
I'm a Dapper Dan man.
That's right. Dapper Dan man.
What?
Bop. Then do the old... Soggy bottom boys.
Hot dang. It's the soggy bottom boys.
It's the soggy bottom boys. Okay.
So you got shoulder pads on under that thing or what?
Why are you wearing a tuxedo?
No, I've been working out.
Si looking good.
I ain't going to tell you that lie.
Oh, yeah. Good
working
point.
Working out with Stone?
No, I ain't working out with Stone. I tried a couple times. Couldn't hang.
I was Si.
Hey, it's hard to hang with Superman, son.
He is Superman. Mm.
What are y'all dressed up for, Si? I mean, I think I know, but tell our listeners.
Well, folks, yesterday we had a big party. We've been having it for 3 days, but yesterday was the big event.
You mean you're talking about Saturday?
Yeah, when the woman showed up. God, I done lost 4 or 5 days.
Si said he slept for 3 days on his brand new mattress.
That's what that Helix mattress. Was
hey, after right. 50 years of wedlock and an anniversary party, he needed a 3-day nap to recover.
I've been married to that redheaded woman for 50 years.
50.
Yeah.
50. All right.
Ring the bell 50
you
times.
You can ring the bell.
I can ring it?
Yeah, go ahead and ring.
There you go.
Pop it.
And I'm on dope up here.
Oh,
50
Lord.
Years. Now you had a party.
I know. I can't believe I have put up with her for 50 years, as many as she is.
I would flip that around. I cannot believe she's put up with you for 50.
No, I told them. I told them when they got us out there and said some things about us, right before I walked away, I said, hand me that mic from Big Don.
I was there.
And I said, hey.
Oh, yeah, that was good.
All of this, the 50 years, the staying together, the blessings and all that come from the three up above, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Si, what?
Amen.
Because let me tell y'all this. Chris, this was almost a year ago. Christine, we were sitting in the living room, and she said, well, are you going to get ready, Philip? And I said, are we going somewhere? She said, no, for me and Si's 50th anniversary.
Because did you plan it all?
Yeah.
And he done a good job.
And I've never done it before. And I didn't know what to do. And I told Christine, I said, I'm not your man. She was like, and she's laid back. She's like, oh, you'll do fine, Philip. She grew up with all these Robertsons, so nothing phases her.
Well, yeah, and I mean, if that's your measuring stick, you will do fine. So, I mean, that's a good thing on party planning.
The party planning committee.
But I thought it was great because all of Si's grandchildren were there, four grandboys, his daughter, Teresa, his son,
I
Scott.
I thought he had eight of
them. Yeah. I mean, four and four.
Yeah, four
eight.
And four.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Each one of them gave me four.
Yeah.
I played tag with them.
Hey, could you imagine me having a granddaughter?
No.
Mm-mm.
I'm still in shock over your actual
daughter.
Oh,
no. No. Oh, Stone brought that up.
Did he?
Yeah.
The eighth wonder of the world?
Yeah. Oh, no. He said, no, that ain't him.
Wrong kid.
That was a switch at birth, okay, because that could not come from his loins. I will say this, though.
Them little Robertson children that were all running around in the field playing tag, I joined for a minute. They were like, do you want to play tag? And I just slapped one of them and took
them. Of course I do.
They are not children.
They look.
They are destructos. They're some kind of aliens.
They are destructos.
Okay. They're some kind of aliens.
But they look.
I didn't even know. Hey, he asked me a question about aliens. I should have said, yeah, I know about them. I've got eight of them.
Hey, look. They look just like him. Like all the old military flat top pictures.
Oh, they got the high and tight?
Oh, it was, I said, oh, your size grandson.
They took after me more than I thought they did. Because, hey, when the music started, you know, all the kids got out there, they was getting down. They was spinning around on their shoulders and just jumping up and doing the split.
They didn't have on a dragon jacket, did they?
No, they didn't have that.
That got brought up in one of the toasts.
It did.
Oh, man.
The toasts were pretty cool, though. And we're going to have to go to them because your daughter did one. Then your son, and then Stone got up there, and I'm glad he's not here so we can talk about it.
I told them not to give Jay Stone the mic.
They gave Jay Stone the mic.
They gave him the mic.
And he brought the house down.
He brought down the house.
Did he?
I teared up. I legitimately, I was sitting there, and Stone
was like. He had to stop. He said, I'm sorry, I wasn't going to get emotional.
And then I got emotional. Phil's over there wiping his eyes.
Yeah. That's true.
We all got emotional.
Yeah, because and later when I got up and said something, I just kind of closing that out to go the next thing, I was like, you know, when Jay called me, he was like, Si's dying, we got to do something. And I said, what? He said, something, get over here.
Get over here. We'll figure it out when you get here.
But Jay, we saw a side of Jay, which we do get to see every once in a while. But he's one of the greatest men that I've ever met, really.
Nobody knows him. I'm serious. The rest of the family, they don't know Jay Stone. You know, like you were talking about.
Well, I mean, he's just got such a warm and welcoming personality.
No doubt about it. He's a people person. He hates
this guy.
He's
a human hater, Si.
No, look.
I mean, there ain't but two people on the side of where you are, you and Nan.
Look, like, that's what's so funny, okay? For him to be the servant he is, you would think, what are you talking about? He hates people. I said, you don't know him. He don't like people.
Yeah, not at all.
Not at all.
Not okay? No. I mean, I worked here for 8 years before I tried to figure out if we were friends or just, you know. I still don't know the true answer.
I love the way he started off. He said, well, when I first come in and met the Robertson family, he said, there was this old crazy man down there. So I'm a crazy old man. I thought, yo.
Well, duh. I mean.
Duh.
Yeah. Nailed it.
Newsflash.
Yeah, I don't, you know? I don't know if you've turned on a TV in the past decade, but you pretty much wrap that role up as crazy old man.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Look, the problem is you have been typecast, though. I mean, you can only be one character. So.
Not a lot of range in there.
No, I can be many characters. Okay. You just have no idea the range I've got, son.
That's vocal and otherwise.
Right,
huh?
That's otherwise.
He was a VeggieTale character for a couple of days.
Ask anybody in the Army that you know, was above me. Yeah. He's got all kind of ranges.
I would, but I think you may be the last one. You know?
The lowest.
I really should have done time. Okay.
prison. Done time in prison.
MP? No, I'm serious.
Like military prison?
No.
Regulation?
No, not the good guys. I'd be the one they lock up.
Oh, okay. I got
it. Like jail?
Yeah, like jail. Okay. Because insubordinate, that's mild stuff. Insubordinate. Okay.
Insubordinate.
Yeah. Sure is. That's when you get kind of mouthy. Oh, no. I went past mouthy way past.
Now, is this what Christine said when y'all got home?
Oh, no. She had always said my whole career. She said, what are you doing? And I said, what are you talking about? She said, why did you tell that full bird colonel that? And I said, because, hey, I want him knowing where I stand with him.
Where'd you stand with him? Right outside?
a lot. Get out of my office.
Okay. So what'd you think about the band and everything that went on?
He needs to know. Well, he's planning his 50th anniversary.
Well, no. But for Si to be there with his 8 grandchildren.
That was incredible.
His children.
Here's the thing. That's going to be.
I haven't heard back from him yet.
Oh, you haven't?
No, I haven't talked to him since
then. That's going
to
be the best.
Almost a week ago.
Yeah. That's going to be the best pictures our family has ever taken.
And Ramona was awesome.
Plus, okay. Yeah, she's a superhuman with a camera. But anyway, that's going to be the best family photos we've ever had. Okay, and then back to the band. Avery Michaels and his band went to Nashville. Okay, Nashville said no good. You ain't got it. Yeah, which is a bunch of bull. Okay, them boys can play and sing anything.
Yeah, but like you've said many times on this show, you don't have to have talent.
Look, they got a machine, and hey. Chad, the engineer, we went and recorded the 6 songs that me, Bridget, and Marsha wrote. Chad put the top 10 guys and women on his computer and turned them on at the same time, and they all playing. You know, it was the same guitar riff. It was the same drum beat, but it was different people singing it. And, hey, you could have took Jason Aldean, put him on Dirk Bentley's song, Dirk Bentley on Jason Aldean, and you would never know the difference.
I agree.
Get him, Si.
Well, look, here's the deal. We're up against our first break. You've celebrated 50 years of marriage. Before we go out, what is your one piece of advice for 50 years?
Hold on. Let Johnny D guess what it is first.
I'm sorry. I was wrong. I won't do that again.
Never let the sun go down on either one of you being angry.
There you go. That's it. 50
Always
years.
Kiss and make up and tell them, hey,
we'll
discuss it later or we'll forget it.
I like it. That's 50 years talking right there, folks. Right. Listen to that. Let's take our first break. We'll be right back after this.
Don't go anywhere.
This episode is brought to you by AutoTrader. Credit scores, down payments, interest rates. Car buying can be a numbers game, but you don't have to be a math expert to get the keys to your dream car. Just use Kelley Blue Book My Wallet on AutoTrader. You can crunch the numbers so you know exactly how much you'll pay each month for your car. So leave the calculator at home. Visit AutoTrader.com to learn more.
Add a berry blast off for your day with the new Berry Pebbles. A berry twist on a classic breakfast. Perfect for giving those growing minds a blast of creativity. With the new Berry Way to Pebbles. Yabba dabba do you with Berry Pebbles. Head to postpebblescereal.com to learn more. Yabba dabba do and the Flintstones and all related characters and elements. Copyright and trademark Hanna-Barbera.
Well,
now what?
I don't know, really and truly. I mean, I'm sitting here looking at a flower arrangement. I don't
know. That's from the anniversary.
You know, I want to know, was Si surprised about anything as far as his anniversary party?
We can go there, but I want to know first, when you walked out of here last Thursday or last Tuesday, whatever it was, you guaranteed us a win in the poker tournament. What happened?
What happened in the poker tournament?
Who took it down?
Matt Kessner?
Kessner, yeah, Matt
from
Kessner.
From Oklahoma.
Okay.
Like, he needed the money.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Hey.
Is he the one that owns that hat on your head?
No, but he's part of it.
He's part of it, yeah.
I got you.
And let me tell you something.
That's why I said, hey, he didn't need the money, trust me.
So how about your performance? What'd you do? How did you make it to the final table?
No. Hey,
he didn't feel good though.
I was the first one out.
He didn't feel good though because he told me. I said, Si, because Si had rebought, and I said, Si, take it easy with this one. He said, no, hey, I'm just gonna get done and leave. He said, this is for charity. I'm glad to do it. He said, right. but I'm not feeling good.
It's either
good.
I'm fixing to get Big Stack or I'm fixing to go to the house.
Thank you.
Hey, Si taught me how to do that.
What's that? Go home?
Yeah, no. He actually won a tournament in Vegas.
A big tournament.
Because I got busted out, you know, and I was sitting there, and I'd been sitting there about an hour, you know, and I finally went up there. I see him, and he's grinding out, and I went up there and said, hey. I said, you got two choices here, son. And he said, what's that? I said, hey, either get to living or go ahead and die.
Do you want a big tournament?
I said, because I ain't going to sit here all night watching you play.
And so what I did, I was playing really tight for the whole time, and then I showed a big bluff, and then I went in with bad cards. With some guy had aces.
I sucked out on him.
So then I just started running over people.
I've heard this story before.
All right.
How much is a big tournament?
I think I won about 6,000.
Yeah.
And then I gave Si off his binds back, so I profited about 200.
Kind of like Doji coin there.
To the moon, boys. To the moon.
But I do want to tell y'all something. Si, I was talking about Matt Kestner winning the tournament.
Thanks, Matt,
There were some really great things. But what Matt did was he won the big check and turned around and handed it back to the fundraiser.
For the research center.
He said, guys, hey, we love what you're doing. Keep it up.
What was the fundraiser for?
The Learning Outreach Center. They give away food and clothes and take care of people. It's really awesome.
That's Matt Owens' thing. Huh?
Yeah, and there's
an S on the end of his name.
And show them and give them preach the gospel to them.
Absolutely.
Tell them about Jesus.
That's good.
Which is a good deal. No. It's a win-win situation.
Yeah, 100%.
Teach them how to do a job, you know, for that they, if, you know, go out in society, they can get a job. Welding, all this other stuff.
That's good.
It's a good thing.
That's a good thing. Hey, that's worthy of a donation. That's good. Yep. I hate you had to make three of them that quick, but you know, hey.
I didn't mind. Okay. As bad as I felt, all I wanted to do was go home.
I know a couple things. Matt Kestner's got it, but so does Si Robertson.
Hey, man. Yeah. I've been involved on a couple of size bank transactions. Yeah, he got it.
Oh, he don't mind.
It's fine.
And everybody knows where I got it from.
That's right.
Yeah.
Duck Dynasty?
No. From the Almighty. Thank you. Okay. I'm not going to say who actually gave me the money, but I'm just saying it actually comes from the man upstairs.
I knew the answer to that. I just wanted you to bring it home, baby.
Well, I did run up on A&E because the one time I was on welfare, a lady come to the house and says, okay, Mr. Robertson, first thing off, I want to know if you could have what you want, what it be? And I said, darling, you don't want to go there.
And she said, no.
I really want to know. And I said, well, okay.
What could it be?
Just remember. I said, remember, you asked for this. I said, I want to run up with somebody, okay, up on someone that has way more money than he's got sense. And I said,
Johnny D.
Voila, A&E.
I thought he was going to say, and every day I look in the mirror.
There was a time where you couldn't throw a shoe and not look around and see Si's picture on it.
On something.
I guarantee you.
Yeah. King of Walmart and Philpot Road.
Guarantee.
That sucker. I went into a Walmart one time, and they had taken, it was a Walmart in Arkansas, and you know how they have like them little stores in the front of different things? Mm-hmm. Like there's like a barber there and some other stuff. They had taken one of the places and just turned it into like a homage to Si Robertson. There was Chia Pets and...
I knew we'd gone real far when I stumbled up across a pair of underwear that had my face on. I was a right butt cheek. Si got that front covered.
Okay.
Si got that front covered, but I was a right butt cheek, you know. So
where was Willie?
Oh, he was up there on the front with him. Me and Goblin was flanking him.
Me and
Goblin each had a butt cheek back there, you know. So
what is the thing that you use in the shower?
A loofah.
Oh yeah,
we got some.
My niece come up to me one time and she said, you know, She said, I bought one of them things. I said, you bought what?
A loofah.
You know, and she said it, and I said, I don't even have no idea what that is, Amy. And she said, well, hey, the important thing is you don't have to know, but your face was on it. And she said, I tried. She said, but I just could not wash my body with your eyeballs looking at me. And I said, darling, I don't blame me. I'm going to take a shower with my eyeballs.
Hey, in the next break, I'll take a quick commercial break to go get one of those. And I got one.
Oh, we still got some of them. Oh. Yeah.
There's some things I said, we're holding on to those.
Oh, no, they would put my face on anything.
Oh, I know, cigars.
And, hey, make money at it.
Scratch off tickets.
Hey, there you go.
I remember I bought a cigarette lighter, and I don't even smoke, but I bought a cigarette lighter that had my face on it and handed it to the cashier. I said, golly, that cat looks familiar, you know. And that cashier just looking at me like, huh.
So, do you know who this is?
Yeah, he said, yeah, I mean, I can see it, kind of the beard, you know. And then he just handed me my Zippo. So, yeah, I got me a Zippo with my face on. I didn't even know I was on the darn thing. But yeah, it was the four of us.
Well, that's a good company.
Yeah.
So your face was on good.
Now, I'm on a Zippo lighter with you, Phil, and Jace. Apparently, they thought I was Willie in some
way. Oh, that one picture. Uh-oh.
Yeah, the one where they took my head off and put his head on, except this one they left my face on, so I bought it.
There's one picture of Martin with Jace, Phil, and Cy that gets used all the time.
Yeah.
It's a good picture. Yeah, you look good.
I want to see it.
Switch our faces on his body?
Well, I think they
put Willie's face
on
my body.
They finally realized they needed Willie's face instead of Martin's, and so they started switching them out.
But that's my body holding them big bull sprigs we killed on the dog, and I don't care.
There it is, buddy.
Guaranteed.
Willie ain't never killed ducks like that.
Willie ain't never killed ducks.
Now, he certainly ain't killed no bull sprigs on dog by like we did that day.
Thank you.
I remember that. That's a good hunt. Golly. That's one of them hunts you do remember. An old floater on the dog just killing pintail drakes. Like, that's the only thing that'd come in. I think we killed a limit of them.
That's about all we killed. Me and Big Boy.
Who's Big Boy?
Jennings.
Doyle Jennings.
Burley's
dad.
Burley's
was on there one day, and look, you couldn't kill none of them. So what comes in the decoys all day long?
Pintails.
And look, here's the thing. At least 150 to a bunch, and there ain't a hen in the bunch.
All drakes.
They're all bull sprigs, and their tails are that long.
Why did they?
And Doyle said, if one more bunch, this was after like 50 had already just floated over the decoys looking at us. He said, if one more bunch of them come over the decoys, he said, I'm going to start. And he said, I'm not leaving until I shoot everything I got in my hunting clothes, every shell I've got. And I said, well, guess what, buddy? I'll be right there with you.
Oh, boy.
Let's roll.
Luckily, okay.
Sailmates.
We both raised up on the next punch, and he grabbed me and said, we can't do this. And I said, you liked it been that much long late.
Big Boy big enough to stop you, too.
Oh, yeah.
He put that paw on you. You stopped.
Don't mess with a Jennings.
Uh-huh. When he grabbed me.
Yeah.
My arm collapsed.
Yeah.
Okay. The blood vessels all in it were crushed.
Yeah.
Didn't he play football for Oklahoma?
Oh, yeah. Oklahoma. Mm-hmm. When they won the national championship.
He was a big old boy.
He's a big old boy.
Back before they turned into a spread offense and started losing in the national championship.
Then they got to throwing the ball and everything went south.
Hey, I have a question.
Yeah.
For the biology professor.
Okay.
Bull sprig.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
I get the bull part.
Bull.
What's the sprig part?
His tail.
Remember when Si said his tail
is? I understand. I guess I don't know what a sprig is.
You don't.
Oh,
sprig.
Yeah.
It's a long tail feather.
Okay. Yeah. I knew what a pintail drake was.
And the bull
and a bull sprig. I thought maybe we should just clear up a bull sprig.
Because
we say it a lot.
Yeah.
And it don't take but a BB gun to kill him.
Fact check.
One pellet to kill it.
Yeah, he's pretty well a sissy. Yeah, he's a sissy.
He is a pretty sissy.
He can't tote it, but he's pretty.
All right, well, hey, that clears up bull sprig for me.
There you go.
I always text Martin my biology and questions, and sometimes I just do it in here.
Yeah.
Oh, well, hey, that's a good thing. Because, hey, the air, the noise ducks make coming out of the sky.
Mm-hmm.
What is that, the wind going under their wings?
Yeah, above and below.
And both? Okay.
Yeah. It's like an airplane.
Okay, I got a question, Si. Why is it that teal are so much louder than other ducks?
Because they're generally a bunch of them, and they're flying in a real tight, so the noise is not spread out. Like a bunch of mallards will be all out here. The teal, they're going to be in a little tight wad, so it's going to be really loud because they're all together. Just.
Oh, yeah.
And next question. How does 500, no, let's make it 1,000.
1,000.
Here we go.
Let's make it 1,000.
Now we're getting
into
hypotheticals.
How does 1,000 green-winged teal make a maneuver that they all make exactly?
Yeah, I don't know. That synchronized flying?
Yeah, at the same time.
That's the question for the Lord. Not
you should make something up. It's true. He'll be satisfied with your made-up answer.
Because the veteran on Veterans Day,
I've seen
had,
follow the leader.
Hey, on Veterans Day, we had 1,000 teal come out from that pipeline blind, bank down, and come into decoys in
about 200.
And about no, we got that on camera, Jack. We got that on camera. It's 1,000, and about 50 or 20 of them.
50 or 20
come out, and hey, we just.
So I got confused on 50 or 11.
Hey,
he went with 50 or 20.
About 8 or 10 of them fell.
Oh well, anyway, look, let's take another break. We'll be right back after this.
Right back.
This episode is brought to you by State Farm. You might say all kinds of stuff when things go wrong, but these are the words you really need to remember. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. They've got options to fit your unique insurance needs, meaning you can talk to your agent to choose the coverage you need, have coverage options to protect the things you value most, file a claim right on the State Farm mobile app, and even reach a real person when you need to talk to someone. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
This is NASCAR driver Tony Breidinger inviting you to make a pit stop at Raising Cane's for craveable, hand-battered, cooked-to-order chicken fingers.
Chicken up.
Crispy, crinkle-cut fries.
Hot potato coming through.
Buttery Texas toast.
Toast walking.
And secret Cane's sauce.
Topping off now.
Turbocharge your chicken fingers and get them even faster when you order online or with the Raising Cane's app.
Go, go, go!
Raising Cane's chicken fingers. One love. Raising Cane's is not affiliated with NASCAR.
Well, 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 here we are, end of April. The next, Si's got, April's a big month for Si because.
Birthday.
Next time we're going to be singing him happy birthday on here.
We're going to probably get a lot of stuff in the mail.
Our whole family is.
Yeah, a bunch of birthdays in April.
Yep. You, Phil, Willie, Missy, who else?
Ben. He's not a Robertson.
No, but he kind
of. We had his birthday party yesterday.
What'd y'all do for it?
Well, it was going to be a pool party.
A little chilly for that.
It's a pool party.
So then we just rented a big slide.
Mm. I think that's going to be a little cool.
And then,
Si, what do you want for your birthday? 73. You only turn it once. What you want?
Three. He three wants three.
No.
Three or something.
No.
Three fingers.
No.
Hey, let's try to guess what he wants, and he can't talk. Let's do that, Martin.
Dip.
A jacket with a zipper.
Well, I know what you're getting.
Oh, he wants a gun.
Oh, no.
No, I know exactly what he wants.
Nope. Y'all just reminded me what I want.
Your dragon jacket.
Yeah, that's right. You got to find the dragon jacket.
We have not got any
Bruce Lee
emails
has got
yet.
To have it, boy. Just keep looking.
So if you are in Vietnam right now, if you go down.
A dragon jacket. It's silk. It's black. And it's got a red fire-breathing dragon on it.
Or if you're a seamstress, could you.
And I look so good.
If you're
it.
A seamstress, could you just do it and we'll pay you.
I do have one thing to bring up.
Me
too.
And Johnny D will Venmo or
will,
Cash
yeah.
App you. Today not
I'll pay you 100%, but I have something. I will not pay you what Si told me you pay. That jacket you were wearing at your anniversary party was cool.
Oh my goodness. Oh, and that was costly.
His Porter Wagner jacket.
Oh, it had gold.
They don't know who Porter Wagner is, and you're too young to know yourself.
I know who Porter Wagner is.
That's a four-digit jacket.
$29.99?
$19.99?
No, four digits.
Did you get two of them?
Hey, no.
Buy one, get another one. Hey, he used
one to cover it up.
Promo
with.
Called Duck Call Room / Duck.
That was, hey, look
and he
here.
Got a
that's our new sponsor.
Breathing.
That's our new sponsor, Tacky Jackets.
No.
Get yours today.
A&E probably paid, okay, like maybe $30 for that jacket. I had it upgraded, and it throw another $4,999 on that 30.
So I went.
They hid $5,000 in the pocket of it.
That's a $5,000 jacket.
It's got
why?
It's bedazzled
because they put a lot of sparklers on it.
Somebody who makes famous people's jackets in Nashville made that for Si.
Oh, no,
she's from here?
She's from here.
I thought a gentleman in Nashville made that for you.
That may have been something else. I've got her name somewhere. She's known, very well known. William and them know her.
I know what he's talking about.
Is it the one that made you race suit?
Yep.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I know who you're talking about.
No, but
her son used to work here.
Yeah, with the fingerless gloves.
Yeah.
But hey,
that's how I remember people.
Look, I don't know how many is on there. Maybe 1,000, maybe 1,500, maybe 2,000. She had to put glue, and I mean, this glue is.
Can we put a picture up?
Once you
if you have it,
once you hit the glue, and
send
it
me
sticks,
a picture. We'll,
I'll send it to you.
We'll put a picture
the whole
up for
jacket
you.
Up to do it.
Hey, I walked up to Si. I said, "Man, that's a cool jacket."
Hey,
and then
all
he
you got to do
bragging about how much he spent on it.
All you got to do is look at a picture of me and when I was Uncle Si in the Psychotics. That was my singing coat.
It was bedazzled.
It was bedazzled.
So you gonna be buried in that coat?
I doubt it.
No, that coat's too expensive.
Can I have it?
Yeah. Huh?
Can I?
Don't give it to him.
You could put it on.
Well, I ain't got to wear it.
You know why he wants to do it? Martin and a little cub.
Oh, I wouldn't bust his jacket. That may be motivation. I hang it up and say, one day I'm going to get in that jacket.
I'm going to be honest with you.
You're getting there.
I don't think so.
I ain't
going to
get in that jacket. No,
like, if you fit in that jacket, it's because we're burying you in it.
Yeah.
And he's lost a lot of weight.
That's what we're saying. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. We're there.
He had some bad disease before he went.
Right there. Yeah.
I rang the bell, and I'm sorry. It was him.
Hey, what does that woman say about the telemarketers?
Mama said knock you out?
No.
That was LL.
Tell me.
Ladies love
hit him
cool
in the
things.
Nose. Hit him in the nose. Yeah, you got to hit him in the nose.
I just love how Si loves the bells and drove everyone crazy with bells, and then he gives me this bell.
And says don't play with it.
And if I touch it, he hits me.
You can't hand a man something that makes racket and say don't play with it.
Well, no, because it's like a potato chip. Okay.
Kind of been the problem with man since the beginning
you can't
of time.
Just, once you start ringing
there you go.
I don't know. You got to ring it, boys.
Yeah.
Hey.
See? Just like when you give a kid, it's just like when you give a kid a duck call. First thing they do with a duck call.
Hey, that was a good one. Them knuckles were up there. That's all they had.
And there ain't no meat on them knuckles.
Oh, no. That was a frog right there, boys.
For those listening and those worried about me and sending me helmets in the mail, he doesn't actually hit me. He frogs me with a knuckle.
With a knuckle. Look at
He's
them knuckles,
good
boy.
At it.
Well, hey, them are just like brass knuckles, boys.
And I assume it's because you were the baby boy and had to fight everybody your whole life. But you're pretty proficient in the old frogging.
Yeah. I had an identity crisis when I was young, J.D.
I've heard.
Four older brothers, an older sister. Yeah.
Was Judy your older sister?
Yeah.
Okay. I met her husband at your thing.
Jim.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Big Jim.
Big Jim.
Were you surprised to see your brother Phil there?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and Kay told me why. She said, well,
I don't know why.
She said, you know I'm the one that brought him. And I said, I was kind of thinking that, Kay. I was shocked when Philip said, oh, hey, Phil's here. And I went.
Did Phil say any words?
No, I had to go over to his table. I said, hey, I'm going to come over. I know it's my 50th wedding ring anniversary, but I'm going to come over and say hello to my brother. I may not see you.
He don't go see Phil. He ain't seeing him.
We're like, hey, duck season is over, y'all.
Yeah, see you in September.
Unless it's Stone saying, hey, look, I'm down there cooking something in the field. Let's go down and eat. Okay, pick me up.
Yeah, then you'll get on that bag.
As a matter of fact, that's about 2 weeks from now. We're heading down there.
But
he
did stop by and see you when you were sick.
Well, that's true.
Yeah.
Hold on.
That's just because he's on his way to town.
Yeah. He had something he had to do.
He had to go preach.
Yeah. That was so funny because I'm standing in there's shadows behind the door, about eight of them. And I'm going, what is happening here? And then he opened the door because there ain't no knocking. He just walked in. And I said, oh, okay, now I know who it is.
Yeah, eight shadows, but only two men.
Right. Yeah.
Burley and Phil.
Yeah.
That's a large shadow.
Evil Eye was with him and everybody else.
Evil Eye.
I met Evil Eye.
Oh, you met Evil Eye?
We were at the thing at the anniversary party, and he comes up. He's like, John David, good to meet you, man. I was like, hey, I haven't met
Les.
You. And he goes, Les, but you may know me.
Yeah, sorry about your nickname, Les.
Evil Eye.
He goes, you may know me as Evil Eye. And I said, really?
Did you meet rooster, bull, chicken, no legs?
I met a lot of
slappy.
People. There was a lot of people that were like, hey, all fans of the podcast, too. Thanks for listening.
Hey, that happens all the time. Somebody, hey, look, you play poker with my uncle. And I said, what's his name? And he said, Richard, what's your name? And I said, no, I don't know him.
Never met him.
And he said, oh, yeah, you have. You probably know him as Bull. I said, oh, okay, yeah, I know him.
I know
him.
I
said, what did you say his name was again? Richard something. Okay, bye.
Bull, rooster, chicken, pimp.
Yeah, yeah.
Goat.
Yeah, yeah, nerd.
Yeah, nerd.
Nerd. Fox. Fox.
Yeah.
Prime time.
Yeah, what do they call you?
Huh?
ATM.
401k. That's why once in a while I just got to take everything they got and say, hey, cash me out. I'm going home with
Thank
your
you.
Money.
Get no, back the best it. is when Cy won one night big, and he's like, okay, boys, I'm getting tired. I got to get up and go duck hunting in the morning. And he had all the chips. He got his money, and he started waving around. He said, let me ask y'all something.
Who's the best kisser
in here? And they were all looking at each other. And they said, why are you asking that? He said, y'all can kiss this money goodbye.
I thought he was going to say, so one of y'all can kiss my rear end.
No, he wouldn't say that.
I said, hey, you kiss this all goodbye.
Well, hey, let's kiss that goodbye and let's kiss that segment goodbye. Let's take another break. We'll
take another
right
break.
Back.
Break.
This episode is brought to you by Bye. It's Wonder Water. What makes Bai so great? It's simple. From raspberry lemon lime by Sydney Sweeney to Zambia Bing cherry and Palavo pineapple mango, Bai has antioxidants, electrolytes, and no artificial sweeteners. So for flavorful hydration, choose Bai. It's Wonder Water. Learn more about Bai and discover all of the exotic, bold flavors at drinkbai.com.
Sai, can I tell you something?
Yeah, I can tell you right back.
There's nothing wrong with me loving you, baby, now, now. Oh, by the way, me and Si got up on stage and did the stanky leg.
John Anderson.
Did the what?
Stanky leg.
Now, why did he say John Anderson? What'd y'all do it to, Seminole Wind?
Yes.
Golly.
It was funny.
Or just a swing.
I did the running man to just a swing.
Hey, we done a swing.
I was like, Si, catch up with me.
So, Phil, you got a pretty big weekend other than party planning, huh?
Well, yeah. It was actually, we were celebrating Cy's 50th anniversary, and my anniversary rolled around on Sunday. I was married 29 years
really?
To my wife.
29?
Yeah. 50, 29. What am I? I'm about to be 6.
10. Yeah.
10. 50, 29, 79, 89, 95 years of marriage between us. That does
Ooh,
something.
That's pretty good.
That's a pretty good group.
To four women.
Yeah.
I mean, it ain't like a 16 women.
Yeah, no, I'm with you. Yeah, no.
And Si, you're representing like over 50%.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's awesome.
That
you're
is
the
great.
Man.
Well, what'd you get, Miss Alicia?
Next question.
He blew it, boys.
Uh-oh.
No.
He didn't get her nothing.
You know what we should get her?
Hold on.
Oh,
I got
yes.
you this right here.
No, let me just
Nothing
say,
says oh, I love
right.
you
That's right.
for 29
that's
years
right.
like
Si right.
in a loofah
right.
form.
That's right.
And tell her that's why you forgot.
No, I didn't forget.
Start with that one.
I mean, that's a good way. Hey, you got to spice up the marriage. You got to take
right.
showers right. together and take a loofah with you.
Okay, listen. I did not forget. So she's watching this podcast. Okay. I did not forget. But I was so busy that I didn't get her anything, you know,
yet.
So I was like,
what are you thinking though?
I mean,
it better be big.
Yeah. Why are we talking about this right now?
Because we're just scared.
We
know
get
what
a
I'm,
lot of emails about marriage advice because we're all so good at it.
You know what? Do you know what I'm getting Brittany for our anniversary?
Please.
What?
A push mower.
Thank you.
Is that really true?
Yeah. That's what she wants.
Hey.
So I think I'm going to get her a vacation
this is a Tennessee
somewhere.
Hill
that's really
girl.
What I think. I'm going to get her a vacation somewhere.
Hey, this
Johnny
is a Tennessee
D.
Hill girl.
She wants a push mower.
Oh, yeah.
Get the lady what you want.
I offered to get 3 goats.
Did I tell you?
There you go.
But she
about
wanted
the
a push
first mower. Time I met his wife, Brittany, his girlfriend at the time.
Uh-oh.
Well, they weren't even dating, but I thought they were, so I was like.
Careful, she a live wire now.
I was like, oh,
she'll
yeah.
hurt you.
Hey, I'll be hiding behind you if she comes after me.
Guaranteed.
So I walked up. It was over at Willie's, and we were watching some premiere, one of the, you know, shows. And I was like, okay, this is Brittany, so you're Martin's girlfriend. And Martin looked at me like,
nope,
not really. And not she was yet. Like, but she was like, oh, well. Then I was like, uh-oh, awkward silence.
Yeah.
Ain't sealed the deal yet. I had to go sit at a restaurant till 4 a.m.
Yeah, he ain't got that far yet.
No, I'm kidding.
Talk her into it.
Si, what's the best or worst gift you've ever gotten Christine?
Oh, the best gift I got both
birthday?
Of them.
Birthday?
Oh, you got both
yeah,
of them?
I got both of them.
Wait, okay. Wait, birthday gift?
Don't matter.
No, any gift.
We're just going to go gift.
Yeah, okay. This is a rags to riches story. Okay, so when we got married in Massachusetts, okay, I didn't buy her a ring. So we're at the Justice of Peace, and I said, she said, what, the guy said, where's the ring? I said, good question. You know, I look around, and somebody.
I thought that was a part of the package.
Oh, no, look. The guy behind me.
He forgot something.
With his wife, he said, I got a couple of cigars that I bought, you know, to. Yeah, you know, when you got married, I was going, man, you going to smoke one. I said, well, hey, slip the band off that cigar band. So I literally slipped a cigar band on her finger when we got married.
You married her with a Cohiba?
There is an addendum to this story.
Havana, I think.
Havana.
But anyway, so she had always said, she said, I can't believe you actually told that Justice of the Peace, hey, when said, hey, you may put the ring on her finger, and you slipped the stupid cigar band on my finger. I said, baby, it ain't got nothing to do with the ring. It's a vow me and you make. You know, she said, well, hey, guess what? Since the show's and you're doing well, she said, I want a real ring.
Please let me tell the rest of this story.
Okay, go ahead. Take over.
And you're going to disagree, but I'm telling you this is 100% true. Christine says, Philip, I want a real nice ring. And here's what she told me. Here, let me see that. And here's Si. I said, Si, yeah. Christine wants a real nice ring. Hey, Jack, I can't afford a real nice ring. Yes, you can. You can afford it now. Okay. So we...
The duck call room with puppets.
So we go to Trinity Diamonds, which they're awesome. If you haven't been to Trinity Diamonds, they're awesome, and they're in West Monroe.
Oh, they're awesome, huh?
So here's what happens.
And the price tag is awesome.
So we go in.
Cheap.
And we just happen to have a poker game after we go and meet with these people. And so Si's like, hurry up, Philip, hurry up, hurry up. I said, you have to pick out something that you like here.
Her and him conspired, and it was a
negative.
Conspiracy. Okay.
Negative. She and told me what she wanted.
They flat out lied to me.
What'd they clip you for?
How's that feel?
Oh, no, he's not going to tell you the right answer because he don't know. But I can tell you.
That's why
what'd you clip him for?
20 big ones.
Hey, that's what, and look, I was told too.
Big ones?
Oh, yeah. Hey,
big ones.
Oh, big ones, okay. Yeah. And I was told too, so I said, okay.
Sigh on that fat bag. Hey,
oh, no. Then when I sent her, put it on her finger, and I'm looking at it, I said,
man, you got a steal.
That's real nice.
I said, that did not cost no $2,000.
That's real nice.
Of course it did, the first installment.
That was the down payment.
She said, this is what he gets for putting that cigar wrapper on my finger.
Hey,
that was probably the reason we stayed together.
Yeah.
The cigar wrapper or the $20,000 ring?
No, the cigar wrapper.
Oh. She kept waiting on that day. She said, boy, one of these days I'm going to cash that in.
He said, one of these days he's going to have some cash, and I'm fixing to stick it to him.
I need to get her to bet on some stuff for me then.
Was the original Doji coin.
Oh, thank you.
Just bet on it to baby. Johnny D, best or worst, which one you want?
I don't know.
I'm interested in worst, but
in worst,
yeah,
I'm a pretty good gift giver. Oh. I will say I did.
It could be one you received.
I did learn from my father. There was one Christmas, and it was the biggest gift under the tree, and it was to my mom, and nobody knew what it was, and we were like, "Wow,
yeah,
Dad's gone all out."
Yeah,
this
who's
year.
The big gift for?
It was for my mom, and we were all so excited. And she unwrapped that thing, and it was a steel backpack blower. Driveway. And it got kind of quiet on that Christmas.
And then your mom started crying, did she?
No.
That's what she wanted.
And then she said, and that driveway still has, that thing still runs to this day.
It's a steel.
Of course it is.
It's a steel.
My mom's driveway always looks good. She
So there you go, Philip. From me and Johnny D, your options are push mower and blower.
Hey, in these days, they got like battery powered everything. You can go get a weed eater.
That's why when people ask me, Tom, what are you going to buy for so-and-so? I said, hey, I've done told him. I said, hey, how much cash you want me to give you?
What?
Then you go buy what you want.
Thank you.
Well, be sure. Yeah.
Okay. My birthday's coming up in May, by the way.
And I'll remind you again in August.
And February. That's the gift that keeps on giving. Cash. No, so what I think I'm gonna do is I'm gonna pay for her to go on a vacation.
By herself?
No. With her
you?
Mom and the girls and
girls trip.
Yeah, let them have a girls trip.
For our 10-year, we went to Broken Bow, Oklahoma. If we have any listeners from
Yeehaw!
There, shout out.
Broken Bow Boys.
And they got like little cabins. All over the woods.
All over the place. Yeah.
It was awesome.
Mini.
It was
mini
like camping
cabins.
In a fancy cabin.
Yeah. For Brittany's 30th birthday, which is coming up, we're going to Austin, Texas, hang out with a bunch of our buddies and
Jeptha.
Go, no, Chase. I ain't calling Jep.
Yeah. Hey, Jep, if you're listening.
No, we'll be in Austin.
He's on his
Martin
way.
Will be there, but
that's right, he's
don't
on
even
his
try
way.
To call
now
him.
We'll know if, now we'll
we're
know
going,
if Jep listens.
We're going to go. We're actually going to go float the Colorado River that runs through there with the Yeti guys.
Ooh.
So,
ooh.
That'll be fun.
Yeti.
Yeah, that'll be a good trip.
I bet your drinks will be ice cold.
They will.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Guaranteed. We're going to turn that ice compressor on.
Oh, no, trust me. Okay.
Yeah.
So, that'd be a good trip, though.
That's going to be a fun one.
Are you going with Sloan?
Yeah, Sloan will be there and his boss. And,
Austin's so weird.
That's why we're going to the river.
Thank you.
Yeah, we're getting out of the city, going to the river. But
are you
going to
fish or just ride the river?
No, we're going to fish.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's got spotted bass.
Is Martin going to fish?
Guadalupe bass.
No, there's no like
Guadalupe
trips.
What's Guadalupe bass?
Some look like a smallmouth, but not quite.
Oh, kind of looks like a Guadalupe.
Huh. Giant D will show you.
Yeah, I'm looking up a Guadalupe bass.
Yeah, he's a cool looking critter.
Well, what that's the peacock bass is ones down in Florida,
yeah.
Right? Yeah, mm-hmm. Little beautiful color.
Yeah, this is
a Guadalupe
little,
bass.
He's a cool little animal.
That's a Guadalupe?
The brown one.
Okay,
mm-hmm. It'd be brown.
Okay,
color.
Yeah, it is. Them things get big. It looks like.
Yeah, they get pretty big.
Catch a Guadalupe.
Yeah, we're gonna have a little fun. Right. But anyway,
that'd be a good trip. How long?
We're just going to be there for 5 days, I think. So.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah.
I'll take
hey,
a good
send
trip.
Me some pictures. I'll show Si.
Yeah. Yeah,
that's a good trip.
Well, let's take our last break.
Send me some pictures. I'll show Si. I'm going to get you a selfie.
Let's take our last break, and we'll come back and get in that mailbag.
Hey, look, it won't work, JD. No,
he's had cell phones, 10 of them.
My wife has bought me 3. I had to flip up. It's still laying on a stupid thing. It never works.
Flip phones open, boys.
Yep. Hey. That's it.
Look at that protection.
That actually helped, didn't it? It did.
I'm wearing this every
episode.
I'm going
to tell Stone that Si's been getting his workout in punching bag.
That's it, boys.
That's me.
All right. Let's take our last break.
All right, boys.
Oh, have we not taken it?
Oh.
I mean, y'all never stop.
My bad.
There wasn't even a breath. There wasn't even a breath in there. Ladies and gentlemen, we're back for probably our favorite segment of the show.
It's our favorite segment of the
mailbag.
It's cool people time, boys.
Hello@duckcallroom.com. Thank you for all the emails. Look, Johnny D, what's in that mailbag today?
I have questions of my own to ask first about this loofah that has made its way into our presence.
No comment.
Number one, do you own any of these?
No, sir.
Okay. Number two, have you ever used your own loofah to wash yourself?
Nope.
Here you go. All right, that's all my questions.
I'm not going to go there.
Uh-oh. Oh, boy. All right, my man Andy from Glasgow, Scotland.
Scotland.
Aye.
He has the same birthday as one Uncle Silas Merritt Robertson.
April 27, 48.
April 27th. I don't know how old
he
is.
That's what I thought.
But his birthday is April 27th. Thanks for providing the laughs, he says. And he wants to know if there's one place in the world that you want to hunt, but you haven't yet, where would it be and what would you be hunting for?
Probably New Zealand.
New Zealand.
Yep.
Shooting up or down at the game.
And it would be the big red stag.
New Zealand red stag.
Because they grow them there, some monsters.
monster stag from New Zealand.
It's got antlers going
I'm just
everywhere.
Thinking about being stuck on a plane with Si for that long.
Yeah, that is a long trip. Yeah.
I'm out.
They ain't got that bridge done yet.
Yeah, but hey, no, they ain't gonna make a bridge there. Yeah, okay. Phil's already been there.
Yeah. Phil went there.
Yeah, he went there to duck hunt, and I don't understand why.
And whacked him a big stag while he was there too.
Yeah.
Yeah. You can shoot mallard ducks over piles of corn now.
Oh, my goodness.
That's and you can shoot them by moonlight.
Yeah. Oh, okay. No rules.
I love it.
No rules.
Then why? Let's go. It. You got the money. Go pawn off that ring.
Oh, no. Sell that loofah.
Oh, no, no, no. Me and we Jay Stone. Look, if me and Jay Stone ever come down with a disease that's going to take us out, we're fixing to turn Jonesy Wells out.
What you got? What's next, Johnny?
Well, hey, what's
Jonesy
your answer
Wells.
Where would I go?
Yeah.
Man, that's a cool one. New Zealand is always something that, if it just wasn't so dadgum far away. But I still want to go, like.
What's the animal you going to shoot?
Well, if I went there, it'd be a stag. I mean, even though I've killed stags. But
what about
American version, much smaller. But much smaller if stag. I really, one dream one that I'd love to do is before the caribou got wiped out by, like, EHD and all that, when they would have those big migrations of caribou across the tundra and all
that would
stuff.
Be something to watch.
I'd love to. I've always wanted to bow hunt one of those guys.
So bow hunt a caribou.
That would be a dream trip for me, for sure.
What about Alaska?
Oh,
like a big moose.
No, don't take.
Is that what you were going to say?
I was going to say.
Hey, let's go together.
Let's do it.
Okay.
Alaska moose hunt, me and Phil. Let's go the exact opposite and let's go to like Mexico and catch a marlin.
Oh, yeah. Ooh. Black marlin would be awesome.
That would be cool. Yeah, marlin and moose. Those are two things I'm interested in seeing.
Yeah. Billfish are super cool.
You need to check with Ramona, and she'll tell you where you want to go to catch marlin.
Yes. Ramona Witched is her name.
She
photographer.
She was the one at Nuke's the other day when we was eating lunch.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sitting there with Anna.
Hey, she
wait,
went.
Oh, asked, wait, this is a real person?
No,
yeah, asked who I was talking to.
Yeah.
That's Ramona.
No, no. Yeah. Hey, she went, okay, her and her husband
Wade.
Caught eight.
Eight marlin?
Eight marlin.
Did they get any moose?
They went moose hunting. No.
Okay.
They marlin fishermen.
Two birds, one stone. And that'd moose. Be cool. Yeah. Anywho.
And she said the marlin fishing there is ridiculous.
So we got red stag, caribou, two moose, and everybody would want to catch a marlin.
Yeah, who doesn't?
Who doesn't want to? Them things are
billfish
cool.
are awesome.
Yeah. And they jump up
yellowfin
in the air.
Tuna that weighs about 250.
No, I don't want to catch him.
Oh, you don't want to catch him?
Well, no. He wants somebody. He wants to watch somebody else catch
him.
Yeah,
I just want to eat him.
Oh,
yeah. I mean, catching him, I don't feel like being wore out for the next 3 days. Like,
that's like
you catch
stone.
Him on a rod and reel.
Oh, they got them. You just push
the automatic.
Yeah, push them in.
At some point with that yellowfin, you got to grab that rod.
Hey, what kind of fish did Stone catch where he kept saying, all right, somebody come take over? And so I said, no, son, you caught him.
Oh, no.
Keep reeling.
That was the giant Goliath.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Grouper?
350 pounds.
I'm not. That's big.
Oh,
that's
big.
His mouth was just big around.
All right.
Next question. Not really a question so much, but my friend Jeff from Alabama. I think he's from Alabama. He's inviting us to something in Alabama.
I'm in.
Are you aware that in Andalusia, Alabama, July 9th and 10th, the World Domino Championships is being played?
Oof. No, I did not.
But give me 10.
I've got a few questions. Hey, did y'all hear the story that Alan told about Phil walking in with a duck call or saying, mm-hmm. and it was Ma and Pa, and
oh,
Al
yeah,
was at the table. That was hilarious.
10.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to make $1 million with this, yeah. Granny said. They gave him about 5 seconds, and then that's 10. Can you play?
No, Phil was funny. They all looked up at him.
They stopped the game.
No, yeah.
I mean, interrupt the game, first of all.
They took about 2 seconds. They all turned their head up, looked at him like that, and then Paul said, 10. And then the game continued.
So here's my question.
Yeah.
Because I'm interested in you doing this because it would make me laugh. But would you win the World Domino Championship?
No.
But let
now,
me tell
I
you.
I know somebody
win.
That would do well and probably place in it.
Jason Robertson.
Because, hey, he was the number one spade player
in the
world.
Huh?
Oh, yeah.
Yahoo.
Yeah, Jason Robertson.
On Yahoo's page.
He was the number one Yahoo.
In the world.
Yeah, in the did you world.
Know I was like the number 98 Madden 2010 player in the world?
Ooh, I did not know that.
That's just little known facts all
what,
around.
What was Madden playing?
Football. On
hey,
football.
Oh, okay. Johnny, right. Johnny, did you?
Just checking, son.
Did you know that I was a one time was a breakdancer on the Miss Louisiana pageant?
I don't know how we got here. Where but I love it.
That's true.
Where
is
at?
That true? Miss Louisiana pageant.
All right, Martin, what's your weird claim?
Dancing.
We got the number one spades player in the world.
I was
Monroe
bald Civic before Center. 20.
That's true.
I mean,
that is true.
I don't think. I mean, I did. I did go to the state spelling bee. Does that count?
Oh, I did not know.
Yeah,
that.
What yeah, place did you awesome. Come in?
Oh, I went out quick there.
They, what was the they, word? What they, word got you?
I don't even
obfuscated
remember.
Obfuscated epistemology.
I could spell that one now. I don't know if I could have them. No, I don't. I really don't remember. I just remember going. I made it through the first round.
You didn't make it to Washington, D.C.
Oh, God, no.
Them kids would have wiped the floor with you.
Guaranteed. I don't know how I made it to Baton Rouge.
I was gonna say, hey.
Dang.
I made it from the school.
Them kids are smart.
I made it from the school to Monroe to Baton Rouge, and I still don't know how. I mean, I can spell okay, but like.
I do have a request.
Wasn't my thing. Like,
if any of those kids that go to Washington, D.C. are listening, please email me at hello@duckcallroom.com. I just got an idea for a segment.
Uh-oh.
Anyway.
Uncle Cy spells.
Uncle Cy versus
Uncle
those
Cy.
Kids.
Uncle Cy couldn't spell nothing.
Yeah, and we'll give you like Bloody Mary mix, and we'll ask those kids, you know, whatever Phil said a second ago.
No, I want to ask – I just want to ask the kids to spell whatever Cy says, because he's going to mispronounce something like, all right, if you heard that.
Yes, we need two or three of you children.
Cy is the announcer of that's the right. spelling
don't
bee.
Don't shut down me, okay? This is not spelt like it sounds.
And we're not talking Martin level. Like we're going all the way to D.C. We need those kids.
Big if time. You get it right, you hear this noise.
Oh, no, that's the wrong.
That's wrong.
Oh, okay,
no,
okay.
When you hear that, that's everywhere right. else, this is joy.
Yeah.
And then you're watching ESPN3, and they're like, R S, and they just and their whole and it's so sad.
Yeah.
It's hard to watch because they're like 12 and you
it's
want
like
them all the way.
Yeah. It's like the show Bone.
Oh, the Gong Show.
Whatever it is.
The Gong Show.
The Bong Show is something completely different. And since April 20th is around the corner, we should.
The Gong? Is that what it was? The Gong Show?
The Gong Show.
Hey, when they hit the Gong,
too young.
The Bong Show was that movie with Cheech and Chong.
So I remember when they had the hook and they'd go out and get them on the Gong Show.
Oh, yeah. No, that was at the Apollo Theater.
Well, look.
Apollo. Apollo.
Apollo Theater. Apollo. Apollo.
Showtime at the Apollo.
Yeah, Showtime.
I wasn't even alive then, and I know this.
Oh, like, that's fine. That's a fine place.
That's a fine
place. Well, you know what else
place.
Is a fine place? What? The What's Duck that? Call Room, and we'll see y'all here next Tuesday.
Hold on.
No, I'm
all
kidding.
Right.
I know. I'm just messing with Si. Look at him.
Tune in, boys.
Tune in. We'll try
what you got
in.
from the good book?
From the good book, I got a little something for Si Robertson. It's a Bible verse located in Ephesians 5. Mm. We're going to read verse 25, then we're going to skip ahead to 28. Husbands, love your wives just as Christ loved the church and gave himself up for her. In the same way, husbands ought to love their wives as their own body. He who loves his wife loves himself. Si, 50 years. That's impressive, and it's because you followed those that verses right there. Proud to know you, sir.
Congratulations,
Amen.
Si.
We'll
My
see pleasure. Y'all next time, and it won't be 50 years from now.
That's right. It won't be 50 years. Ding, ding.
Bing, bing.
Ding, ding.